In a cartoon, words appear through clouds. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Michael Longarzo, read by Pat Lentz. Now, the Simpsons sit under a banner. America, most powerful country in the world. We glimpse them through the years, from 1989 to the present, joined by various characters, including Poochie, the ghost of Maude Flanders, Plopper the Pig, and Princess Penelope. By 2010, Homer and Bart take down the banner and put up a new one. Too big to fail, we hope. In 2012, Maggie waves a Chinese flag. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Now at the power plant, Homer sleeps with his face on his workstation. He rolls over and presses a button with his nose in the Simpsons kitchen.
Power's out.
Your father must be sleeping on his side again.
As Homer sleeps, Lenny and Carl toss paper clips at his open mouth.
From downtown, and it counts!
Think he's okay?
Carl reaches into Homer's throat and pulls out a strand of paper clips, the last piercing his uvula.
Thank you!
Hey, just drink some water, you're all right.
Oh yeah, you don't want to go to the hospital at 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Woohoo!
Thank God it's TGIF.
Attention, wage worms.
It's time for afternoon announcements.
Mr. Burns cues a swing band beside his desk. Smithers acts as conductor, dancing flamboyantly.
This Monday, the plant will be conducting physical examinations of all employees.
And anyone testing positive for narcotics will be terminated immediately.
Bad news, Lang Su.
An opium smoker stands at the door.
You're out of here, druggo.
And don't forget,
federal law mandates that we consider alcohol a drug.
Homer's eyes widen.
Ah!
A shockwave emanates from the power plant, upending parked cars. A street fractures, buckling train tracks and derailing a train.
I told him to make these tracks dope-proof.
Bobbleheads break and fall from a shelf. At the new, fully repaired Washington Monument, the obelisk's tip breaks off and stabs the National Museum of Sight Gags, which pops like a balloon. On a stage, Gil finishes setting up a domino display. A wall topples and crushes him at the dinner table.
Homie, you're home early.
Well, I didn't feel like going to Moe's today. Thought I might hang out here for as long as I could take it.
Company physical coming up, huh?
Yeah, but a weekend without drinking is no big deal. I did it when I was in that alcohol-induced coma.
A picture shows a comatose Homer on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, what's on the agenda?
Well, we're having brunch with my sisters.
Oh.
You're hosting my preteen Braves meeting.
Oh.
And we're going to make dream catchers out of litter we pick up.
Oh.
You promised to help me write a haiku.
Why did I do that? It sounds so dull and boring. What was I thinking?
Lisa jots down his words.
Thank you.
Huh?
And you and I were going to study the Municipal Voters Guide.
Homer reads the guidebook.
What the? Section 1 of Article 21 of the State Constitution is amended to read, Section 1, in the year following the year in which national census is taken under the direction of Congress at the beginning of each decade, the legislature shall adjust the boundary lines of congressional, state, senate, and assembly district. Oh! Liquor. Mustn't think of liquor.
Homer sees everyone as alcoholic beverages.
Hey there,
a whiskey bottle grandpa enters.
Come on, boy! Crack my seal and drink your father!
He grabs grandpa and tries to unscrew his head.
Oh! Wait a minute. That feels good!
Now, at the fifth helping, a place for brunch, Marge and Lisa choose from a buffet.
So, a sober weekend hasn't been that hard. Let me just take a few antidepressants here.
Homer cuts a hole in a pill bottle and shotguns it like a beer.
I feel sorry for people without willpower. I truly do.
Homie, what are you drinking?
A surprisingly not horrible fruit drink called a mimosa.
There's champagne in those.
Ah! Then there's champagne in me! Oh, what am I gonna do? It's less than 24 hours till my drug test. Maybe I can sweat it out.
He does a knee bend and stretches.
Oh, man. I better have some coffee and iced tea.
No, Irish and Long Island.
What about this lemonade?
Mike's hard.
Then I better soak up the alcohol with some food.
Ooh.
Cake.
Rum cake.
Grapes.
Suzette.
Cherries.
He scarfs them down.
Jubilee.
He spits the flaming cherries into dishes of ice cream, then takes a bow. Now at the power plant, a banner reads, Employee drug testing today. Tomorrow, Tequila Tuesday.
Wow, passed with flying colors. I've sure earned this.
Lenny licks a red frog. His eyes bulge and his pupils dilate. He wanders past a coworker huffing spray paint from a paper bag. Another squeezes rattlesnake venom into a shot glass. In line.
Oh, Lord, I have once again besotted my liver with thy fermented gifts. If you can weasel me out of this physical, I will blow your mind by doing something incredibly holy. At some point, amen. Now to mumble in a religious fashion. Dear God, O Lord, O God, O Lord. Lord God, Lord Almighty.
In the next room, Dr. Hibbert takes an employee's blood sample.
Your cells have been overexposed to gamma radiation.
Like the Hulk?
Well, sort of like the Hulk, but instead of getting powerful, you're going to get very, very sick.
The man collapses.
Hulk smash.
Yes, Hulk smash.
Now in Mr. Burns' office.
Mr. Burns, you are liable for thousands of dollars per employee, not to mention my extensive fees.
The lawyer falls through a trap door.
This trap door app works like a charm.
Burns holds a tablet computer.
You still have to pay.
He writes checks.
This is the last time I pay the price for the irritating mortality of the human worker. Smithers, it's time to restaff with the super-intelligent kangaroos we've been breeding.
I'm sorry, sir, but they just filled their pouches with office supplies and hopped away.
Even the Joeys?
You know, sir, there is a more high-tech solution.
More high-tech than kangaroos?
Now in an auditorium.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet the future masters of the human race.
Smithers raises a curtain, unveiling rows of identical 4-foot-tall humanoid robots.
Ah! Comic-Con nerds!
You fool, these are robots. You will train them, and they will replace you.
The employees stare blankly.
I give you permission to shake your fists in anger twice.
The employees shake their fists.
I didn't say Monty says. Now I have cause to terminate.
This is crap.
Now get out.
You didn't say Monty says.
This is no game.
Now as employees carry boxes to their cars, Burns watches them on a monitor.
Excellent.
Sir, I'm afraid we do need to keep one human worker to sign for packages, a scapegoat for meltdowns, things that would be a waste of the robot's time.
So we need one meat sack on the payroll. But who?
Mr. Burns, before I leave, I got a few things to get off my chest. One, I like the new microwave in the break room. Just push popcorn. You don't have to know how long. Two, replacing us with robots is heartless and despicable. Three, how about a farewell party with a caricature artist? You know, it's something both kids and adults can enjoy. So to sum up, nicely done, we hate you and food for thought.
Simpson, wait! As it turns out, there is one job available, but be forewarned, it promises naught but soul-crushing boredom.
Does the chair go back like this?
Homer leans back.
Yes.
Woohoo!
He heads out. At a monitor, Burns and Smithers watch him unpack his things at his workstation.
Well, looks like we've found this plant's one remaining worker of bone and sinew.
Sir, I believe there are two, including yours truly.
It's one, excluding mine falsely.
Well, surely no robot can replace me.
A robot brings Mr. Burns a martini. Burns presses a button and the robot collapses into a vibrating footstool. He lounges on a cushioned chair.
I can do that.
Smithers gets on his hands and knees.
What about this?
From its eyes, the robot projects an old Laurel and Hardy movie. Smithers mopes off. Now, Homer pulls into the empty parking lot and parks an inch from Burns' antique studs.
Nice parking, idiot.
He squeezes out from between the two vehicles. In the master control room, Homer joins his robot co-workers.
So, you guys are my new co-workers. So, working hard or hardly working?
A robot ignores him.
I said, working hard or hardly working. Working hard or hardly working! Working hard or hardly working? It's a simple question! Are you A, working hard, or B?
The robot electrocutes him.
I guess I just met the Joker of the group. Better watch out for you on April Fool's. Am I right? I said, am I right? Am I right?
Now it moves.
So, you guys have any luck finding a new job?
Does it look like I've got a job?
No, I didn't.
Homer, show a little more sensitivity around these jobless washouts, eh?
Hey, I gotta tell you, I'm miserable there. I'm all alone, and when there's some problem due to human error, guess who gets blamed?
Hey, Homer, you know what I'm playing for you? The world's smallest violin. And now I gotta sell it just to make my rent.
Lenny sets down the tiny violin.
Oh, my God, where's the bow? I can't sell it without the bow.
Easy, easy there, Lenny. You can always play it pizzicato.
The buyer clearly specified violin and bow.
Maybe I should be heading home.
Oh, no! He stepped on the bow!
Oh, this place has gotten so grim. I'm gonna do something I've never done. Make myself a drink.
Mo pours himself a beer.
Oh, you call this beer? This is watered-down swill! What, you got a problem? Well, here's the complaint department.
As Mo points a shotgun at himself, Homer slips out.
You ain't got the guts. Missed you, son of a...
Now at the power plant.
When the moon hits...
Standing on an office chair, Homer propels himself down the hall with a broom.
When the world seems... Oh, when you do chair gondola all by yourself, it almost seems stupid.
He bumps into a robot, knocking it on its back. It sparks and smokes, now with an A9000 repair and maintenance manual.
Hydraulic systems flush. EEPROM BIOS auto boot. Conversation mode? They can talk? I just have to press this button, right?
The robot's head explodes.
Well, at least it doesn't feel pain.
Homer notices a pain activator set to max. Later on his fourth try.
Override self-destruct protocol with authorization code 7225.
Human interaction mode activated. Initiate conversation.
Will you be my friend?
Friendship cannot exist between man and machine, but I can simulate interest in your statements.
You're not a friend. You're my best friend.
Homer hugs the robot.
Just don't ask me to drive you to the airport.
Now local storefronts bear going out of business signs. Marge walks with the kids. The church marquee reads, "We've run out of consoling phrases."
It's no fun to live in a town with a 99% unemployment rate.
They pass Luigi's.
Things are so bad. Look at what happened to the man on my pizza box.
Pizza boxes show him crying at an unemployment office and his grave marker.
Mr. Burns seemed like such a nice man the day he arrived.
In a flashback, young Marge watches a parade. Among circus performers, Mr. Burns rides an elephant.
Cheap power, plentiful jobs, and all your swimming holes shall be warm and bubbling.
Can I pat the elephant?
Of course.
The elephant stomps on the boy's head. Young Mo sees his reflection.
Guess I'll just have to become beautiful on the inside.
Which he didn't.
I ain't paying. Two of my shortbreads were broken.
He scolds a Girl Scout.
Hey, check it out. Lenny's hit a new low.
Lenny squeegees a car windshield.
I don't want my window washed.
Too late.
Hibbert hands him a tip. A homeless man cleans Lenny's squeegee.
I don't want my squeegee wiped.
Oh, I got what I needed.
He wrings out his rag in a dog bowl.
That's it, boy. Live one more day.
Now at school, Smithers stands before a class.
Good morning, class. I'm your substitute teacher.
Spitballs pelt him.
All right, who did that?
Dozens of them cover his back.
Fine. We will not be reading Death in Venice today.
He shuts his briefcase.
Someone's in a mood.
Naked, Barney heads into a strip club.
Barney?
Hey, if we learned anything from the Full Monty, it's that in a tough economy, ugly people strip for money.
Do a lot of people pay?
No, but I can also play three-card Full Monty. Follow the hats. Where's Wiener?
Barney
Follow
keeps his groin Where's covered Wiener? With one of three hats. Marge rolls her eyes, now at the power plant.
So, Bart the Little Dickens is going through that phase where young boys think their dad's an idiot.
Sounds like you were having family difficulties.
That's exactly what I'm having. You guys totally get me.
We are programmed to respond to your verbal prompts.
Could you give my wife a few lessons?
Your laughter indicates you do not wish us to give your wife lessons.
So, it's 5 o'clock. Time for Moe's.
My watch says 3.
Homer presses a button.
5.
Let's go.
Automated workers are not able to leave the plant.
What happened to you guys? You used to be cool.
We are the same temperature we have always been.
We're the same temperature we've always been.
Our programming restricts our movement to yellow guidance lines.
Noticing the lines on the floor, Homer shifts his mischievous gaze. Now, a sloppy yellow line leads out the door, away from the power plant, and down a street to a baseball field, where the robots stand ready for a game.
Play ball!
A robot pitches, and Homer hits a grounder. As the only human rounds the bases, the robots dive for the ball, falling short.
Okay, I'm up again.
According to the online rules of baseball, all players get a turn at bat.
Right. Actually, I'm the designated hitter for all you guys.
The designated hitter corrupts the purity of an otherwise elegant game. Illogical.
Fine, don't get your circuits in a bunch.
Circuit bunching has yielded important advances in modern robotics. To wit...
Hulk clubs the catcher's head.
Hey, Dad, can we play?
One of the robots x-rays Bart and Milhouse.
We cannot take the inferior one.
My heart makes up for my shortcomings, like Rudy!
Rudy was only put in at the end of a meaningless game. We will notify you if this game becomes meaningless.
The robots leave the boys standing alone. Now, as Homer plays outfield, a robot hits a fly ball. Homer backs over a fence.
I got it!
He backs into a busy street.
I've got it!
Pushing Homer out of the way, a robot gets hit by a truck.
Could have been my motherboard lying in the street.
Our primary directive is to preserve human life.
And here I was waiting till you slept to rob you of your copper. You know, it's crazy, but...
Homer, move away from me. You are still in the road.
Hush, bionic prince, as I cradle your waning form.
Another big rig clips a robot.
Such a peaceful end. Oh, jeez!
More robots run into the street. One gets hit by a maroon car, another by a blue sedan, another by a box truck, another by a silver car, another by a black car, and yet another by a white sedan. Nighttime, in the Simpsons' backyard, Homer throws a torch on a heap of smashed-up robots.
Axles to axles, rust to rust, amen.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, we are not here to mourn their deactivation, but to celebrate their period of function.
Can I hollow out this one's head and use it as a turtle tank?
No, I'm already using it to put my keys in. Now let me raise this beer to toast.
A robot takes the can.
Alcohol is harmful to humans.
Yeah. Save your breath.
We have no breath. We do vent nitrogen once a year. You do not want to be around for that.
I have some adjustments to make.
Homer drills holes through the robot's heads.
Homer, when am I getting my power drill back?
When I'm done with my robobotomies.
Primary directive deactivated. Our new primary directive becomes removing all impediments to the plant.
The robot's eyes turn red.
Homer, I'm afraid this is the part of God's perfect plan where you're murdered by robots.
Flanders, I don't judge a robot by the color of their eyes. I look at their hands, which have turned into buzzsaws.
A robot saws off a chunk of Homer's head.
Do that.
He grabs a wad of old gum, uses it to glue the chunk back on, then runs away.
Eliminate impediment.
Just say kill me, jerks!
Kill him.
Dad, they can only go 3 miles an hour!
I'm doomed! Can they climb stairs?
With great difficulty.
I'm doomed!
In his living room, Burns reads Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. He answers the door.
Robots, trying to kill me. And now they'll kill you, because I led them here!
Through his peephole, Burns spots the robots marching up his front steps. He opens the door.
Now see here. You are so not the heartless automatons I was looking for. There's one thing man has that machines can never match. Hounds!
A robot backhands a dog, sending it flying. The cowering dogs head back inside.
Fine, slink away. And guess what? All those times I said you're a good boy, it was a lie.
They turn on their master.
No, stop. I'll give you the combination to the num-num safe. Flee, you fool.
Aren't we getting num-nums?
The dogs give chase and the robots join them. Burns leads Homer around a corner and through a door. Their pursuers continue past in a glass-enclosed room.
Ah, the solarium. We'll be safely cornered in this glass room with one door.
Robots break through the glass and surround them. Homer grabs Burns by the ankles and swings him like a sword.
Stop brandishing me.
Sorry. Before we die, can you tell me how old you really are?
Well, it has 4 digits.
Unemployed Springfielders to the rescue!
And underemployed!
Lenny lops off a robot's head with his squeegee. Carl spears another with a wiener on a stick.
To servos with love.
Smithers hurls his school books. 2 robots catch them, read them, then press them to their hearts and cuddle. Now the decimated robots lie strewn across the floor at the feet of the victorious townsfolk.
Guys, thank you. The words prime directive get thrown around a lot these days, but I'm glad yours was saving me. The saddest part is none of this had to happen. If Mr. Burns had simply trusted the human worker, or if someone... Anyone had told me that robots were incapable of human feelings.
I told you precisely that fact 1,562 times.
Bart snaps off the robot's head, pulls out some circuitry, and puts a turtle inside.
And his arm can be my back scratcher.
Well, I've learned the robotic worker is no match for the old-fashioned man of labor. You're all hired back as temps.
Now in a fishing boat.
Homer, why have you reprogrammed me for this?
I'm giving you your wish to be a real boy.
I am real, and I do not have wishes.
Then take us out to sea.
I am not a transformer. I cannot turn into an outboard motor.
Oh, I believe you. But Flanders' drill doesn't.
The robot leans over, dipping its face in the water. It opens a compartment and pushes a button.
Oh, this is a light.
It blows up.
Hey.
Credits. Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.
There's electric cars. There's electric trains. Here comes a robot with electric brains. Robot parade, robot parade. Wave the flags that the robots made. Robot parade, robot parade. Robots obey what the children say.